We're talking with Adam Ludostansky, the head of Illinois Commercial Banking at Associated Bank. Adam, it's good to talk to you. Welcome back.
Thanks. Good to talk to you as well, Steve.
All right, so here we are in a new year, and what do you see as the focus of business? What are they going to have to deal with in 2022?
Yeah, you know, it's exciting. It always is. And this year is starting out just like last year finished, which is really busy. Companies are really performing well, but having to deal with, you know, the challenges out there of supply chain and most importantly, labor. But, you know, our clients are really starting the year strong and looking into a lot of different ideas, you know, strategic and operational.
You know, I want to get to the labor shortage and supply chain, but we're also looking at inflation. And I believe the CPI was 7% for last month. What sort of challenges does that present for them?
Well, it's hard to keep up with costs and raising their own prices. So, I mean, that's the first thing. I mean, the wage costs are another part of that. You know, I think from the interest rate side, we are expecting, and it's built into the market, and the Fed kind of indicated 3 to 4 increases this year. Mm-hmm. I don't know how material that will have an impact on clients. It'll have some, but I think the other impacts will be greater.
Yeah, and so labor, I'm almost embarrassed or reluctant to ask restaurant owners and others how the labor is, because it's just sad in many ways. 4.5 million Americans quit their jobs in November alone. Is that going to get better this year?
I don't know. I wish I could say yes and feel confident about that, but I'm personally not. I mean, you think about the people that are leaving and what it's done and how we're all looking for people in every profession, every job out there, we're all looking for people. It's definitely given a lot of great power to the employee, but it sure is tough to manage and tough to run a business.
Yeah, who are these people who, I mean, are there people just sitting on the sidelines not working, or why is it that this labor shortage continues?
It's hard to say. I think that it's a little bit of people exploring, at least I can really speak to, you know, exploring other
Sure.
industries. There's obviously folks that are retiring, and I don't think they're being replaced at the same volume. And then I do think that the COVID environment has worn on some people, where people are just taking a break and reassessing what's important to them and reassessing what they want to do. When you add it all up, it ends up in the shortage.
Yeah, I want to go back to what you said earlier, because I brought up restaurants and stores. I think that's where most of us see it from day to day, but it's impacting everywhere, the big businesses as well?
Absolutely. It is impacting every single one of our clients. It's impacting us at the bank. It is hard to find people, and it's a very competitive market out there for the folks that are, you know, not re-entering the job force, but are moving from company to company.
So what do businesses do to get them back?
You really just have to be creative. You have to be creative financially. And then culture-wise, I think you really need to be creative. You know, it's one of the things that some of our companies have done an outstanding job of creating a culture that, you know, doesn't feel like you're going to work. It feels like you're going to, you know, be with friends, and you're doing something that you really love. And culture is just vital right now to attracting people.
Okay, so let's do the supply chain dance here. I hear that it might be ending. I'm no expert. What are you seeing?
Well, I think that it's not getting worse. That's the good thing. Is it ending? I think we have a little bit ways to go there, but it definitely is not getting worse. So the companies that have managed through it and gotten the inventory that they need are now back to a normal, while they're not at normal inventory levels and not at inventory delivery times, they're at least at a more normal cadence as they purchase and replenish inventory.
Yeah, I was looking at this outlook from the 2022 outlook economic from the Chicago Business Journal. They did it for CIBC, and it looks like even though there are these problems and these concerns and the unknowns of inflation, that Illinois businesses are pretty confident about the upcoming year.
I think they're very confident. I mean, that's what we hear from our clients. That's what we're seeing as well. And so, you know, companies had outstanding 21s And just with the backlogs and what the visibility into 2022, there's a high confidence that 2022 will be just as good. You know, a little less visibility into the end of the year, but even with what we're seeing for the first half of the year, companies are really confident it's going to be a strong year.
Okay, so sort those two things out for me. We've got a labor shortage, a supply chain issue, inflation to deal with, and yet businesses are expecting great things in 2022. How can both of those work?
Well, it works because the volume's there and the pricing power is there and all of that. You know, can they get the labor force to actually deliver and manufacture and do what they need? You know, that's the day-to-day challenge that every company's dealing with. It gets out. It's just how long does it take and what other opportunities are we missing while we do that? Mm-hmm. It definitely has forced companies to refocus on really their best and highest margin products. And, you know, if it's smaller runs or less profitable products, those are going by the wayside. So it is forcing decisions in order to be able to manage those challenges.
You know, it's a weird thing because the next logical question is if they're very confident about 2022, is that means they would be hiring. But, of course, they're already trying to hire. So those two things don't seem to fit together very well.
Exactly. I mean, I think everyone is trying to hire. Even, you know, it used to be where you'd fill your one or two spots and you'd say we're good. Hiring right now is a continuous process. So I don't think that there are ever, you know, people are setting budgets on what number of people they need to hire. It's just a continuous process to just continue to have people in the door.
We're talking to Adam Ludostansky. He is the head of Illinois Commercial Banking at Associated Bank. Okay, let's talk technology, because I was also looking at a survey that shows technology is going to be a focus, obviously, but there's a sort of a great divide among big businesses and small businesses when it comes to that.
Well, the big businesses have the dollars, they have the debt capacity to put in new machines. And we are seeing a lot of new machine growth from a few reasons. One, makes people be able to produce product quicker, but it also eliminates people in the future. So if you had three people putting together a product, a machine can now make it where you only need one person. So there is a lot of investment in that type of technology, in addition to anything else that will make better efficiencies within their company.
Were there businesses, I would imagine that was already a focus for businesses before this situation, only to have been accelerated. Are there certain sectors that are better equipped than others?
You know, I think that it's not necessarily sectors. You're right. Some companies were already focused on that, but it was harder when you think pre-recession. You're thinking about what to do with your dollars and your debt capacity or your liquidity. And through the last year and a half, now that companies have done well, also gotten some assistance from the government, they have more capacity. They have more liquidity. So it makes the decisions to invest in those pieces of technology even easier than it was before.
Maybe the question is answered when the 80% of businesses expect their revenue to increase, but are businesses, I don't know how to quantify this, Adam, but are they enthusiastic about 2022?
Definitely enthusiastic. Nervous about the challenges that we talked about, but absolutely enthusiastic. The companies that, you know, have done well almost feel like they're getting to double down on doing better because they're getting more business. Vendors are sending them more because they were able to process everything. They were able to buy. It's had kind of a nice snowball effect on a lot of the companies that did well last year, and that's why they feel good for this year.
As we wrap up, Adam, sort of sum up for me the historical context of where we are. I mean, is this a unique time, obviously, given the pandemic, but with this labor shortage, with big expectations, with the supply chain, I don't want to say unprecedented, that might be overstating it, but how unique is the situation we're in right now?
You know, it's hard to say, right? I mean, I think in 20 years, when we look back, we'll know how unique it is. I think some of this is here to stay. So in that regard, I wouldn't call it unique. I think that we're going to be facing labor challenges for a fair amount of time here. So, is it unique to what we've experienced in the past? Yes. Is it unique to what we'll experience in the future? I'm not too sure about that.
All right, Adam. A great conversation. I appreciate it. If people want to get a hold of you and have a one-on-one if they want, where should they go or how do they do that?
Absolutely. People can definitely email me at adam.lutostanski, LutoStanski, at AssociatedBank.com.
Adam Lutosansky, the head of Illinois Commercial Banking at Associated Bank. Sounds good, Adam. It was great to talk to you again. I appreciate it. Thanks for joining us.
Great. Thanks a lot, Steve.